This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sunil Awasthi. Thousands of people have gathered for ceremonies across the country to mark Australia Day. In Canberra, hundreds of people, including politicians and recent Australian of the Year winners, gathered for a citizenship ceremony. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese was in attendance and praised Australia Day as an opportunity to reflect. Meanwhile, Indigenous Australians have held events across Australia to mourn the impact of colonisation and to celebrate the longevity and resilience of First Nations cultures. In Canberra, the Aboriginal Tent Embassy has hosted the Sovereignty Day rally to protest what it calls 236 years of unfinished business. In Sydney, Wiradjuri woman and City of Sydney councillor Yvonne Weldon led a minute's silence, calling January the 26th a day of mourning held on the ground zero of colonisation. She paid homage to the Eora clans, who she says were the first to suffer the impact of the arrival of the British. The heat wave, which has baked swathes of the country over the past week, is forecast to ease, with a southerly change pushing the system offshore. Large tracts of central and eastern Australia are enduring another sweltering day after temperatures reached above 40 degrees and some inland areas reached 50 degrees yesterday. As the heat continues east, Newcastle and Taree in New South Wales are expected to reach 41 degrees and Grafton and Gosford 40 degrees. Singleton in the New South Wales Hunter Valley is expecting a top of 43 degrees and Scone 41 degrees. But a southerly change beginning later this afternoon will see temperatures drop 10 to 15 degrees. The federal government has hit back at criticism from the opposition regarding its amended Stage 3 tax cuts. Under the reworked scheme, anyone earning less than $150,000 will receive a larger tax cut, while those earning more are in line for a smaller benefit than earlier promised. Federal Leader of the Opposition Peter Dutton has accused the government of political opportunism, saying the amended scheme is a ploy to win votes. Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers has defended the government's decision, saying the changes are about improving the lives of those who have been hit hardest by the cost of living crisis. The changes to the Stage 3 tax cuts will need to pass Parliament with the support of the Greens and the crossbench before they come into effect. This is due to happen in July. Gaza's health ministry says at least 20 Palestinians queuing for food aid have been killed and 150 have been wounded by an Israeli strike on Gaza City. The World Health Organization has said the food situation in northern Gaza is horrific, and humanitarian workers say rare aid deliveries are being mobbed by desperate people who are visibly starving. The head of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, has broken down while calling for a political solution. He says he was struggling to speak because the situation is beyond words. But Israeli representative Waleed Gadban has responded, saying the international community has decided not to care about Israeli hostages still kept captive in Gaza, and that represents a grave moral failure. More than 130 Israeli hostages are believed to be still in Gaza. In football, Socceroos defender Harry Soutar says the team will have to be patient in attack in the knockout stage of the Asian Cup in Qatar. Kyrgyzstan managing a draw against Oman on the final day of the group stage action means that Australia will play Indonesia on Sunday night in the round of 16. Australia topped their group in the group stage but only scored 4 goals in their 3 games. And the ability of teams to use rather defensive game plans to try and stifle them will only increase in the knockout stage. Soutar says Australia must avoid getting frustrated. Australia will play either South Korea or Saudi Arabia in the quarterfinals if they manage to get past Indonesia. Australia hasn't played Indonesia since 2010, when the Socceroos beat them 1-0 in Brisbane. I'm Sunil Awasthi. This has been SBS News in Easy English.